Are you ready to dream on? Do you know how to fly high and soar among the clouds? Get ready to live adventurously, because the Laura Meeks Show starts now. Listen as Laura lifts you off the ground while teaching you how to fly high. Forget ground-level drama and be prepared to confront your dreams head-on, as she encourages you to navigate towards your North Star and into what just might be the best life you've imagined. Dream on. Live adventurously on the Laura Meeks Show.
This is Laura Meeks. Welcome to Laura Meeks Show. Today is going to be a really exciting show. The title of today's show is Destination Disappointment. And this came up because we had Steve and I have a guest, and I'll introduce Steve here in a second. But Steve and I had a great conversation one day, and I told him a story that had some disappointment involved in it. And out of that, we've crafted up this incredible show for you today. And kind of the essence of the show is this, is that it's very easy when you start your day to get locked into the news, and the news is going to give you all kinds of things about how and when and you should be disappointed. And what I know from a professor University of Quebec says that if you stay in disappointment too long, you're going to end up in the land of depression. And fly high living is completely about dream on, fly high, live adventurously. My point in life is that you need to have a vision and find your dream, do the best you can, fly high, and then live adventurously. Do the adventurous things. And when I see things that are going to take you, our listener, away from the stuff that is going to make your life so exciting and so fun, then I want to share that with you so that you can find a way out and around disappointment. So to do that, I'm going to share a story that Steve and I shared together over a lunch, but I want to introduce Steve. Steve Furry is here with me. We've been together on the radio a number of times. It is always a pleasure, Steve, to have you on this show. Because we do I do think that we have a good time when we interact. Always. So tell them a little bit about where you've been, what you've done, and where we're going.
Yeah, great. Hey, thanks for having me on again. Always, Lord, have a lot of fun no matter what we're doing. Background-wise, I'm from the San Francisco Bay Area up in Marin County. So a little visual, you cross the Golden Gate Bridge, there's Marin. And it's pretty much a very open community. And my background, school administration is my career. Of course, you start out as a teacher, and one of the schools I was at up there had 44 different home languages in one school. A lot of cultures. I had to learn a lot. I had to learn a lot about how to communicate. It's not just verbal. Some of your communication, you know, you just have to learn the techniques. We had a cultural liaison at that time to help us. And part of my job was doing discipline in a school. So you can imagine how that went.
Taskmaster.
and along the way, I've done a lot of different things. And born and raised Catholic, by the way, went to...
We're going to get into Catholic.
Yeah, Marin Catholic High School was there. And student body president way back in the day. And Dominican College, another Catholic school up there. And so most of it has been in the Bay Area, but most recently in San Diego with the County Office of Ed, Child Welfare Attendance and School Safety Person. And when I wasn't doing the school things, I was working in a professional baseball minor league and with the
I just do a little of this. Oh, by the way, I'm in baseball too.
So it's a little bit of something different there.
Well, and one of the things that I've always found interesting in our discussions is that very different background. That I grew up in the Air Force as a transgender woman. I've had some different experiences, but our time together is always interesting because the two different points of view coming together, I think, is really interesting. Now, one of the things that I want to start with today is that you and I shared a story with you. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be kind of the basis of the show, because I went through what is called a Curcio weekend. So within the Catholic Church. So one of the things that I find interesting about my life and about sharing this on Transformation Talk Radio is the fact that we all come from varied backgrounds, and there's a large Catholic population out there. And I've had overall a very positive experience. And I'm going to share some positive experiences I had in this Curcio weekend. Right. But the essence of this story and where we want to go today is going to hinge around this one weekend that I spent in the Catholic Church. And we went to Richmond, Virginia. So when you and I were talking before sure. the show started, part of it is important to understand that this story happened in Richmond, Virginia. It was a very conservative area and a very conservative Catholic area. So the setup to this story of the Curcio weekend is that Annie and I, when we got married, I was a male, she was a female, and as time went on, I learned about my transgender nature. As we were very involved in the Catholic Church, we were Eucharistic ministers, we were on the board, we were youth ministers, we were doing all kinds of stuff. But as part of my growth in life, I learned that I was transgender, and now I was trying to deal with that. How am I going to integrate my whole life around this idea of being transgender? And so when I was doing all this work with Annie in the Catholic Church, we came across a group of people who had called the Curcio movement within the Catholic Church. And they're kind of the Curcio movement's purpose is to train Catholic leaders and to kind of bring a more spiritual right. version of the Catholic Church. And so Annie went to a weekend, absolutely loved it. She had a very spiritual event, and she said, "Hey, Laura, I think you should go." Now, at the time, I was mainly presenting as male, so I thought, well, yeah, hanging out with these guys, right. I'm not sure that's the thing I want to do. But in the end, I decided that I was going to go to this weekend. Now, the one caveat to going to this weekend was that because I was in the midst of my transition and I was trying to grapple with my being authentic, I needed some time in my day where I could be authentic. And so my requirement was I wanted to room by myself so that when I went to bed at night, I could be Laura, but then during the day I would right. be.
And also remember, part of that was you said the theme.
And
the first thing Laura asked me, she says, "Have you ever heard of Curcio?" I said, "Heck yeah." She goes, "What? You know what that is?" "Of course I know what it is."
No, but I
you know, Catholic, yeah, I got it. But part of the theme of the weekend was the truth shall set you free.
So imagine this. So, you know, this is absolutely true. So we go down like on a Thursday night. It's going to be basically it's a Friday, Saturday, Sunday. But you get there Thursday night, so they're gonna kind of indoctrinate us, tell us what the theme is and everything. Now, this is important to the story and the disappointment because right. I'm going to this thing knowing that deep inside me, I have this issue that I'm grappling with, being transgender. I know that the Catholic Church as a whole is not a right. real fan of this idea or that they even understand what that's about. So I'm at this weekend, I'm sitting in the pews. The father gets up and says, "Hey, welcome all you guys," because it's a guy only weekend. "Welcome all you guys." Right. And the theme of the weekend is going to be "The Truth Shall Set You Free." And I'm like, I have to tell you, at that moment, I was like kind of happy and sad. I mean, the happy thought was, oh my gosh, this is great. I'm with a group of people that are going to want to share their right. truth. Now, tell me a little. Part of the reason that this is set up this way is that the thing that I was happy about
right.
was I had been in the Catholic Church. One of the sacraments is the sacrament of reconciliation, which is commonly called confession. And there is a plus. Now, your experience with confession, positive or negative?
Well, it's interesting. You say when you walk out of confession, you're supposed to feel better. That's the key. Feel better.
That's the key. That's the key.
Feel better. Got it off my chest. Thank you, God. Thank you, priest. And move forward. Okay. But going into that, what am I going to say here? I got to confess my sins. The idea is when you walk out, you're going to have a penance. Okay. But it's going to be more to level the playing field. We're putting something back in. It's not, you're going to say three Our Fathers and three Hail Marys or whatever it's going to be, because it's a bad thing. You're leveling, you're putting something back in.
Yeah. Well, and to me, I did a little background research on confession and what it should feel like. And if you're reading within the church tenets and on the church website, right, you know, basically I believe that in general, the idea is a really good one. I mean, in common language, we say, I need to talk to somebody to get it off my chest, because it's that getting it off your chest motion that releases this feeling so that you can feel joyful, calm, peaceful. That is the intent of this truth shall set you free. I don't know why I have a hard time. There's too many truth shall set you free. The truth shall set you free.
Which ties into the confession, because when you go into confession, you're supposed to tell the truth.
The truth. And the whole point of the reconciliation, the whole point of this weekend and the expectation. Right. So kind of where I want to go for this last section, we're going to take a break here. But in setting up this story, it's very important, I think, for everybody to understand that I had an expectation. Because when you look at the definition of disappointment, the definition of disappointment is an expectation unfulfilled. So to have a disappointing situation, you have to have thought it was going to go one way and it didn't. And so the setup, and when we come back, this is where we're going to go. When we come back, we're going to talk about the expectation that I had and how one part it was really fulfilled, and then in the end, I found.
And you walk down one path, and what happens?
And it's an interesting story. Say, if you do want to get a hold of me, just to let you know, one of the values of this Laura Meeks show is the chance. If you're connecting to these ideas, you're connecting to the idea of dream on and fly high, then you need to get a hold of me. You can easily get a hold of me at Laura@flyhighliving.com. That's my email address. Or you can call my telephone, which is right here, 888-666-1570. With that, we're going to take a break, and stick with us. We'll be right back.
If you have a sense that you are meant for more, join Heather Allison every third Tuesday at noon Pacific as she explores an ancient, forgotten energy within us and helps us access our original archetypal blueprint. The Golden Path will help you remember the key to unlocking your life, love, success, and magic you were meant for. A key to unlocking your Golden Path. Visit heather-allison.com.
Learn and explore fascinating and practical uses of essential oils, how to use them, and how they can enhance your everyday life. The Oil Lounge was founded by three remarkable women with fascinating stories about how essential oils changed their lives. Tina and Laura from The Karmic Path have joined forces to educate the masses in the benefits of Young Living essential oils. For more information, visit theoillounge.com.
Goddess Light shamanic healer Brie Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds, bringing forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Brie as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and more. Tune in Thursdays at 3 p.m. Pacific for the Dr. Brie Show, The Goddess Emergence, and live the authentic life.
Are you ready to finally feel empowered and knowledgeable in your political stance? Let Marsha Padilla Goad educate you on exactly how important grassroots advocacy is in a relatable way to all perspectives. Tune in to Grassroots Advocacy Radio with Marsha every first Tuesday of the month at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Visit DynamicsInPublicAffairs.com.
Have you been searching for a push to step out and share your gifts with the world? Allow Charlene Hess to empower you to start shedding the layers of your ego that are holding you back and begin feeling connected to your heart so that you can shine your unique divine light and share your gifts with the world. Tune in to The Charlene Hess Show, Living on Your Heart's Edge, every first and third Friday at noon Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit CharleneHess.com.
People often ask, what does it mean to thrive? On Thrive by Gen Radio, it means body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Create synchronicity with God and learn as Jen shares action steps and real stories that will inspire you to be unstoppable in fulfilling your purpose. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit JenniferZellup.com to thrive with Jen.
Hey, welcome back. This is Laura Meeks. You're on the Laura Meeks Show. I'm here with Steve Ferrari. Today we are talking about all kinds of things to include the Catholic Church. So those of you out there that have Catholic experience, you will love this discussion today. The topic today is destination disappointment. And again, the kind of my heading point was the fact that if you get disappointed, everybody gets disappointed. You can't, you've had disappointments. We talked about some, we'll talk about more. We've all had disappointments. The challenge is that if you stay there too long, then you go into depression. And when you start into depression, then you're going to lose touch with your dreams and the value of your life. It's a very tough swirl to get into.
It also becomes part of your fabric. If you stay in depression too long, all of a sudden you're in it. Now you are depressed.
Well, now, in your experience, when you're depressed, when you come across somebody that is in that fabric, what's that? How do you know that? How do you feel that? What happens when you're there?
Well, I think that it's kind of like a down feeling you get. You're stuck. And you're trying to look through how do I get out of it, number one. But you're so into that zone that getting out of the box is hard. So the idea is, I think, keep moving.
Yeah, well, and I think the value to the listener is that it's like everything. If you catch it early, when you feel disappointment, then you can deal with it much easier when it's disappointment. If you're in the land where you're swirled down and you've rehearsed and rehearsed and rehearsed this disappointment until you're in depression, now it's a deeper hole to get out of. Well, it's so a little bit more challenging.
Yeah, you don't want to go, I call it going, you don't want to go to Egypt, you know, get in denial. That's not a good thing. So if you say to yourself, hey, you know, here I am, I'm depressed. I am depressed. Okay, now what?
Yeah, now what? How do I get out? Well, so
let's pretend like it's not happening.
Yeah. Well, so we're going to continue this story. So that we started before the break, we're talking about my adventure at Crucio Weekend. So here I was with a group of guys. I know I'm transgender. The whole point of the weekend is that we are going to talk about the truth and that this is going to be a cathartic event, a cleansing. After we get rid of all of this stuff, we are going to be at peace and be able to follow our dreams. That's the point. And I'm thinking, okay, so here's one of the things we talked about before the break is the expectation that we're setting. Is I had an expectation, a positive expectation, right, when they said the truth is going to be talked about and it's going to set you free. I'm thinking, okay, this is great because I have a really challenging truth and then I would like to like open up to this, right, and be set free. So that's kind of my expectation. Now, the next thing that happened was that I had some real, I had a positive push. And so here's the positive push. I spent the night, right, wake up Friday morning. On Friday, almost the whole day was in seminar with priests and these other guys, and they are confessing about beating their wives and cheating on their wives and taking, right, drugs and being alcoholics and all these things. And they are, and what I'm seeing is this, they are speaking their truth and they're feeling liberated after this, you know, after an hour of this, and you're hearing some people, right, we're crying, and I feel peaceful.
They got it out.
They got it out. So I'm thinking all this time, it's like, oh my God, I think I'm going to share my story. Now, up on Friday, I didn't, but at the end of Friday was a cathartic event, because at Catholic weekend, Friday night, they brought in a whole bunch of priests and we were going to have confession. Okay. So I'm thinking, okay, right, I've heard all these guys, they're open to a lot of very strong truths. I'm thinking, okay, let's test the water. I'm going to confess to the priest my challenge of being transgender. Now, in your experience, how long should confession take?
Confession? Yeah, if you go in, maybe 10 minutes.
Maybe 10 minutes.
Yeah. I stretch it to 15. Sometimes it's a little shorter, but 10 minutes.
Yeah. Now, the other thing is you've been in pre-Vatican II and post-Vatican II. I think most people, if you're listening on the radio or watching our Facebook Live, you're thinking, oh, confession, that's where you go in the box and you open the little window. It's not done that way anymore, is it?
No, it's really kind of like transformed more into sort of like a counseling session a little bit, where you don't necessarily have to go in and go into the box and open the door.
Yeah.
First of all, you're in there, you're sweating because you're nervous. But a lot of times it's done in different ways now. They'll have, like, you can go to an office and sit down with the priest.
Yeah.
And
that's where I want to take you, because we were in this retreat center and the confession was, there was just a bunch of little rooms and the father was in there in a chair, just like you and I are sitting across from each other. And so we're going to have this confession. So here's what happened. So I go in there and you're right, I'm sweating bullets. I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to explain something and I'm either going to be like rushed out of this retreat, like, oh my God, we got to get this guy out of here or something. I don't know, but I'm in there.
Right.
The first thing that I have to tell you is that unlike 10 minutes, I was in there like 45 minutes.
You did the marathon.
I did the marathon. So I started in to talk to the priest and I said, you know, Father, this is a blah, blah, blah. Let me tell you about, I'm transgender. Really? Right. What does that mean? And then we started into, and this is what happened. This is my wife and my kids, blah, blah, blah. And 45 minutes and I'm just bawling and I'm giving
the whole thing.
And I'm giving the whole thing and I'm waiting for the hammer to fall, right? God's hammer is going to slam me and I'm going to be kicked out of this thing. And here is the enlightening moment. I'm in the midst of this. The father stops me and says, Lawrence at the time.
Right.
Lawrence. We've been here like 45 minutes and I love the story and I'm involved in this story, but can we get to the part where you sinned? Cause we got to get out of here. Oh my gosh. I mean, I can't tell you how wonderful that felt, because I felt like he understood mm-hmm. me. He accepted me.
Right.
The hammer didn't fall.
No
thunderbolts or lightning. I didn't get burnt to a crisp. It was cathartic. It was a blessing. And at the end of confession, very often you get a penance, a thing you're going to do. To me, again, I think the idea of the reconciliation is hey, I got it off my chest. I told you and God about it. God says,
exactly,
it's okay. You're a human. I get it. And in penance, you know, typically three Hail Marys or, you know, something, right, you're going to go out and do something. So my penance for this confession was, after we were going to have confession. Mm-hmm. So realize, you know, the whole point of this thing was, right, is that we had four or five priests. We're going to do this for like a half an hour for all these 40 guys. And then we're going to have this big party. And so they're waiting. You know, it's like, oh, darn, you know, when are we going to start the party? And the priest looks at me.
They're all looking at their watch.
Yeah, they're like, God, you know, how long does it take to confess your sins? Must be a really bad one, right?
Well, they weren't calling you Lord at the time, were they? No.
Well, I actually, my male name was Lawrence, but I, over the years, for whatever reason, I went by Lore, L-A-U-R. So when when I was...
Got it.
When I was in the Air Force, which is interesting because my female name is Laura, and so it's right, really easy. But when I was in the Air Force, I used to explain it like this. It's like folk lore.
Oh, okay.
They go, oh, lore. Yeah,
there you go.
It's like, yeah, lore. Now, interesting, in Star Trek, the bad brother for Data.
Sure.
Is lore. It's like, okay. So in any case, the priest looks at me and says, okay, for your penance, you're going to have to go out to the party and have fun.
He's taking it off your back.
Makes me want to cry just thinking it about. So here, so as we go into this break, part of what I want you to understand as a listener is I went into this weekend with the expectation that I don't know what's going to happen and I'm going to endure it. Then they tell me the truth is going to set me free. I'm excited because I think, well, maybe I can tell my truth. I'm listening to all these guys do their stuff, and I'm trying to figure out whether I fit into this or not. Mm-hmm. And I test the waters by telling the priest. And the priest's answer was, hey, when are you going to get to the part where you sinned? So I can't tell you how high my expectation.
Did you think there was any part in that confession where you were saying to yourself after he said that, you know, hey, get to the sin part, did he really hear me? Was he listening to me? Yeah. Was there any part of you that thought that?
That's a really good question. I'm glad you asked that. No, not really, because we had been together. I mean, we had been,
right,
because it's a confession face to face, like we are, this was a discussion. Sure. Between the two of us.
Right.
And so in that sense, he clearly understood all the ramifications of what I felt, how I felt, what we tried, what we had to try, where the church was. And then he was saying, hey, that's it. So I just want to let you know, again, you're listening to the Laura Meeks Show. If you need to get a hold of me, 888-666-1570. I'm here with Steve Ferrari. When we come back, there is a bigger twist. Yeah,
there's a big drum roll here on this one.
Don't go too far. This again, Laura Meeks on the Laura Meeks Show.
Great stuff.
Do you know how powerful your thoughts and beliefs are in determining your experience of your life? Is it really true that simply by changing some of the words you use in your day-to-day language, that you can change your life? I'm Megan Edge. Join me on Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Do you want the knowledge and wisdom to understand where spirituality, science, and psychology intersect? Then join the Karmic Path Radio Show with Tina and Laura on TransformationTalkRadio.com Thursdays at 4 p.m. Pacific. Follow this charmingly, disarmingly dynamic duo as they explore how psychic ability, spirituality, and karmic law tie together. For more information on Tina, Laura, and their groundbreaking work, visit thekarmicpath.com.
Do you know how to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well, people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies other constructive, healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. I will be your wellness coach to help you achieve a wellness lifestyle. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough 5-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
We are back live on Transformation Talk Radio. Again, if you would like to get a hold of me, absolutely love working with people, especially one-on-one individuals in a coaching scenario. And I offer a lot of different coaching packages, but by far and away, that my signature event is helping you build your vision. I have a course, 4-week course, that is called Flight Plan for Life, because this is Fly High Living. It's all about flying airplanes and doing other things. And that's kind of my background, Dream On, Fly High. Dream on, live adventurously, or dream on, fly high, live adventurously. So that's all part of that. And building a vision is so important. And as we're talking today, the topic is destination disappointment. And this whole half hour has been setting you up for this disappointment. So as a quick refresher, that if you're just joining the show, I went to a Curcio weekend, which is a Catholic weekend for guys. And I'm attending this weekend knowing that I'm in the midst of my transgender transformation. And I'm presenting as a male, but I'm really, am in a spot where I'm really feeling like I'm moving very strongly now towards becoming Laura. And I'm grappling at this weekend. I'm really grappling with the idea that I love the Catholic Church. Annie and I were very involved in the Catholic Church. Right. And so now I'm at this weekend. We found out the truth is going to set us free, right? And then we went to confession. And the confession was a wonderful event. The guy, after 45 minutes, right, the guy says, hey, your penance is to go to have fun. So as I left that confession, you know, all the guys are like, hey, what the heck? What's going on? What took you so long? Let's get
going. Giving you a hard time.
Yeah. And then I've got tears down.
I mentioned too.
I'm ready to go have fun.
And also, you got to remember that this was not like yesterday when this took place.
No, it wasn't. And I'm glad you brought that up. You know, think about this. This was 1995, 1996.
Right.
So you were 25 years ago when this happened. I've changed a lot in 25 years.
And so is the world.
And so is the world, and so is the Catholic Church. So part of this is to understand the progressive nature of this Curcio weekend in the fact that they are trying to open people up to this cathartic event of sharing your truth and then going out and you know becoming peaceful, returning to your peaceful self. So you know, there we are.
So now you're ready to really have the truth set you free at this point. You're in the starting blocks.
I literally am in the starting blocks. Yeah, I'm just like, I was so jazzed. I mean, we had a little party that night.
You're pumped up.
Yeah, now I gotta say, you know, partying with a bunch of Catholic guys on Friday night in the retreat house. It was an animal house, I don't think, but we had fun. It was kind of a potluck and we had fun. And that was great. So I went to bed. I remember I sleeping by myself at night. I would be Laura. So I would dress up as Laura. I had my own little nightgown and I had all this and I was in my own room. So I could readjust myself. That was a very important piece of this weekend. Right. Is during the day, it takes a lot of effort for me to focus on being a male. So I have to think of male talk, male jokes, male fist bump, male, you know, and right. And I also have to think, okay, I'm not going to say anything female. So it takes a lot of
interesting group.
Yeah. Now, interesting. One of the things I'll share this with you. One of the things that I found was interesting is in this retreat house, mm-hmm. in the center lobby was a statue of Mary.
Oh, I don't remember that. Okay.
And so one of the important parts of my day was we would be transiting the lobby, going to lunch and going to class and going to, and every time I walk past Mary's like, hey, you and me, girl.
Hail Mary, right?
Hail Mary. It's you and me. And we're at this male retreat.
That's great.
So now, so here's the next thing that happens. So as I, now it's Saturday, we're back in. We're back in seminar. We're back confessing drugs and we're back confessing all these things that have happened. And I'm thinking, you know what? This is going to be a great day for me because mm-hmm. today's the day that I am going to share with all these people my truth, because I think it's going to be a great learning experience right. for them. I'm understanding now. I was never an alcoholic sure. or drug addict, so I didn't know what that was mm-hmm. about. I'm hearing their truth. I'm understanding that, and I'm ready to share my truth.
You're ready. Well, plus you got the green light from the confession.
And I felt like I had a green light from
the confession. You're going, hey, like, this guy's the real deal. This is the real thing. This is the best place I could be.
I'm thinking, right? my expectation is on the roof.
You're ready.
This is going to be the best weekend of my life. I'm ready for this. Now, so as the story goes, this is, so now we've gone through seminar and we're going to have lunch. We're going to the cafeteria. Hail Mary, thanks for being there. I go into lunch. I get my tray. And while I'm there, the priest that I confessed to was in line.
Okay, he's in front of you. Yeah.
Right. And so I'm thinking, hey, I think his name is Father Biber. Father Biber, hey, thanks for the confession, la, la, la. You know, I am so excited. I'm so thankful for your kind and your and all this. And I am going to share my story. I just think this is so important. I'm going to share my story after lunch. Here's where the story
changed. I bet there was a pause.
There was a pause. It's like, and it caught me.
Right.
Because, you know, I'm like, oh, Father Biber, you know, it's like,
thanks so much, Father. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. And
I'm going to go with this one.
Oh, man, you know, this is going to be a great, great day for this retreat. And we're really going to have fun. And I'm going to tell this after lunch. And Father Biber stops and pauses. And he says, Laura, wait a sec. I tell you, I like the idea. So kudos for that. I like the idea, but this is where disappointment starts to come in. But I think I better get the other priests ready for this.
So it's time to huddle.
So I need to huddle, right? He says, let me have an hour, the first hour after lunch. Don't surprise anybody. Let me get the priest ready.
Let me
ready.
Set it up.
Yeah, so that, you know.
Let me set it up. I get it because, you know, you got a lot of people. How many folks are there on this one?
There's like 40 yeah, so or 50
got,
guys.
We got 40 guys and priests. Let's get on the same page before you go in and do this.
Well, and realize this too. Although there's 40 guys, they typically would break us up into four groups of 10. So part of the, I think of what he was thinking was, this is, well, if we're going to go into this four groups of 10, I'm not sure which priest is going to be with you or which room you're going to go into. So I kind of need to set everybody up to say, hey, this is coming, just so that they don't get surprised. Because I have to say, this is not something they get a lot. So my gosh, I'm so excited. This is going to be great. I'm going to share with my buds and, you know, they've just shared all their stuff and I'm going to share. All of a sudden there's this, ooh, wait a sec.
So you are on hold.
So I'm on hold. Now, how does that feel? Doesn't feel great. I'm, this is where I kind of, my,
you start to think about, you question it a little bit. Where's this going?
It's like, oh, maybe this is not going to be as accepting as I thought.
What's this truth set you free, man?
Yeah. It's like, well, but yeah, the truth, I mean, this is my truth. And the Father did say it was okay.
Exactly.
And he did say that this was going to work out.
I kind of get it too, because there's other people there, and this is not the kind of news they usually hear.
And it's not San Francisco. We're in Richmond.
It's just a little bit out of the box, maybe.
A little bit out of the box, maybe a little conservative. It's okay. So I have lunch. And as I go into the next hour, my thoughts were completely, so we're back in the confessing thing. New people, new confession. And while they're doing that, through my mind, I'm running through this scenario.
You're rehearsing it
over and over again. How am I going to say this? How am I going to introduce this to these conservative guys? I need to explain it in a way that they could kind of understand. So I'm thinking
they could hear it.
thinking. So I'm really, for that hour, I was like, I was on a different planet. I was not really even in the zone. And so then I come out. Now here is where the disappointment sets in. I come out, I'm prepped, I'm ready, I have my words, and I'm excited to see Father Biber and hear how we're going to introduce
him. You're rehearsed and you're going to go center stage.
Center stage. I'm ready to go. So imagine, you know, and now I'm the producer of the show comes up and says to me, Laura, I've talked with the priests and we just don't think that this is going to be something that this group could understand.
Or even handle.
And so what we have decided is you and I are going to spend some time together so that you can share this with me again. Now, I have to tell you, I was crushed. And when we come back, we're going to talk about how this was disappointing. I had an expectation. I had been set up with the confession. He said he was going to talk to the priests, and now he's telling me.
Particularly, you were here, and now you're here.
Here, and it hurts. When we come back, we're going to talk about how that hurts, and we're going to wrap the show up with how, when you get hurt like this, how you can
get over the hurdle.
Give over the hurdle. This is Laura Meeks. We're on the Laura Meeks Show.
Right.
Steve Ferrari, thanks for being here. We'll be right back.
Can't wait to get back.
Has your buzz for life buzzed off? Feeling ignored, invisible, and wondering if this is really all there is? The years go by faster as we gain momentum. You're halfway there. Are you gathering speed or puttering out? Hit your stride for the liberating half of life. Comfortable in your skin? You can do better than that. Tune in to Discovering You Again Radio every fourth Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific as host Susan Axelrod encourages listeners to decide what they want, get inspired to action, and face challenges head on. Host Susan Axelrod pulls no punches, encouraging you to grab the brass ring and soar. For more information about Susan, go to www.whatwillyourlegacybe.com.
Are you ready to create a life you'll really love? Then you'll want to tune in to the hit show Life Design Radio, From Adversity to Awesome with Susan DiLorenzo. Live each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. No matter where you are in your adversity story, Life Design Radio has got you covered. Get ready to feel inspired, enlightened, and motivated. For more information about working with Susan, visit SusanDiLorenzo.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit LucidPlanetRadio.com for more information.
Are you feeling stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, or low self-esteem? Do you crave a healthy relationship filled with inspiration? You might just be on the verge of attracting your soulmate. Tune in each month to The Laura Richer Show, where dating coach Laura Richer and co-host matchmaker Peggy Bennett share tools for using your dating breakdown for a relationship breakthrough. For more information, visit richerhealinghypnosis.com.
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
Okay, welcome back. This is Laura Meeks. Steve Ferrari is with me in the hut today.
We are. We're up to the final voting stages here.
Yes, we are. And I have to tell you, we've mastered this whole, like, we're sitting right across from each other. You can't tell maybe on the Facebook, but this is, we've crafted a way to do this through technology. So again, Laura Meeks, 888-666-1570. If you're interested at all, you connect with me, you want to coach and build your dreams, live the high flying life, fly high living, then that's, you need to call me and set it up so that we can build your vision. Flight Plan for Life, 4-week course is a great starter course to get your vision connected. So part of this, though, is we don't want to lose our vision. We don't want to lose our dreams. And often disappointment can be leading you to depression and crush right. your dreams. Now, part of my dream, and in the scenario that we've been talking about, Crucio weekend, went through confession, life was really good. I felt really good about it. I was going to share this with the guys. And the priest says, hey, you know, at lunchtime, he says, hey, I'm going to go check with my fellow buds, my priests, and we're going to get this done and everything. And I've rehearsed it. I'm center stage. I'm ready to go. Mm-hmm. And then I get the hook. And that was really, really disappointing.
Well, it's kind of like you were set up ready to go under the best circumstances. You thought, yeah, what could be more spiritual? Priest says, okay, I'm ready to go. And now it's like, whoops, what happened to the theme? What's the theme of this conference? The truth shall set you free. What happened to the theme?
Yeah. And truly, so kind of the start of the show, we were saying that disappointment comes when you have expectations unmet. And so I had kind of a different expectation when I first got there, but when they said truth shall set you free, I'm like, I'm in.
Right.
The priest says, hey, now my expectation's higher. We go to lunch. Hey, I'm going to talk to my priest. I'm ready to go. And then hook. Disappointment.
Trapdoor.
So yeah, trapdoor. All of a sudden, I'm shut down. Now, my very first thought was not all truths set you free and that you don't believe the truth will set you free because my truth was unacceptable.
Right.
And so my disappointment was, is I had a belief that the church had this power, that the priest had this power, that I had given a confession and everything was going to go my way. And then shut down. Huge disappointment.
You were angry too at that point.
Really angry. And I will tell you, so for those of you who've had disappointment, one of the things that I would mm-hmm. aim you at is the idea that you need to be really conscious and aware of what you're feeling when you get disappointed. Because what happened to me was I stopped participating. When
checked out.
I checked out completely. Yeah. Every confession after that, every activity, I was there in body only, and I was counting the minutes until I could get the heck out of here.
You were done.
Because I was done. They had shut me down, and I was disappointed. Now, I say that because when you get disappointed, whether it's, you know, obviously you're not going to probably have the transgender experience, but everybody gets disappointed. And I'll let you share your disappointment. The thing that happens, though, is you have to ask yourself, can I attack this at the disappointment level, or am I going to wait till I'm way in the bottom of the swamp, and how am I going to get out of that? Because part of what you were saying during the break is, I think it's true. I afterwards, took me a long time to think about this, but afterwards I realized that, yeah, you know, these guys were setting up a retreat. They had 40 guys there. They were trying to have a spiritual event. This very easily could have taken over the whole retreat.
Oh, yeah. I think that would have been the topic.
Yeah.
That had been
25 years ago.
Considering the audience, considering the time where it was 25 years ago, pretty much a conservative area of the United States, if not, you know, one of them. And here you are in this arena, walking out. And this, I'm thinking this may with the priest when they huddled and said, okay, we gotta, hey, wait a minute. Let me tell you what this came out in confession. What? She's going to do what at this point? Oh, wait a minute. Time out. That'll be when they walk out, they're not going to be talking about anything but what you just said.
Right. And the whole, when we all get back to we all came from the same church. So then it was going to, you know, I mean, that it was going to be far reaching. I would have been out of the closet in the whole church. Sure. Because of that. And so in hindsight, I think part of the effect is time, is taking the time to think about how, you know, I was very hurt because I personally felt mm-hmm. like they had shut me down, and in many ways they had, mm-hmm. but I also appreciate their right. their group view, and that that might not have been a good time actually for me to come out in the church at that time. So all in all, I do think that things happen for a reason, but when you get disappointed, see if you can check your feelings, check how is that going to play in others, and are you being moved towards a better spot? Because disappointments happen.
Well, you went probably into your protective zone a little bit at that point, now that you're really crushed.
Yeah.
So
whenever this happens, it is, you are going to probably go in guy land, we call it going into the cave. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm just not going to talk to anybody. I'm not going to tell anybody. I'm just going to do my job and just go home. And that's what I'm going to do.
Right. Well, it's also kind of like you go into your protective mode, number one, but you find out what your character is made out of when things aren't going well. You know, what are you really made out of? What's in your gut? How am I going to react to this? How am I going to get through this? Am I going to, like we talked about at the beginning of the show, are you going to be stuck in this, or are you going to move forward?
Right. Because I could have easily, this whole weekend could have easily just been, okay, screw it. From my perspective, this 25 years ago, this was an earth-shattering piece of news for me to have just about myself. It's like, oh my God, this is who I am. And I'm married. I have kids. I'm in the Catholic mm-hmm. Church. How am I going to deal with this?
Exactly.
How am I going to deal with this? And it's very common and would be very easy for me to have said at that time that, fine, I'm just going to throw away all my girl clothes. I'm not going to do this anymore. Exactly. I'm going to stick with being a guy for the rest of my life. Now, and often people ask me that. The sad news is I've watched people do this for mm-hmm. 30 years. And the sad news is that if you let disappointment take you down that road of, okay, mm-hmm. I'm not going to do this. Say you want to be a vice president and they give it to somebody else. Okay, fine. I'm leaving this company. Some people do that. Fine. I'm just going to do my job, or I'm going to quit and join a rock and roll band. Well, I mean, your reaction to disappointment is important.
A lot of it, part of that.
Yeah. Now I think the path out, and I've got a couple minutes. I'm going to share a really funny ending.
I love this part.
The ending is interesting, but part of what I want to get to, the fact is that as people are thinking about disappointment in their life, part of the way that I know in my life and in my coaching practice is to make that work for you is that you have to have a vision. You have to know where you want to go and what you want to do. And by holding to your vision, that will steer you in the right direction and get you out of the hole. Now, here's a funny ending to the story. Remember, I'm in this place and I have my own bedroom, because at night, my ability to survive the day was hinged on me being able to be Laura at night.
Reconnect
my authentic self. So at night I had brought a nightgown and some breast forms and some other things that I needed to become Laura, and I went to bed. What I didn't know is on Sunday morning, they had a special event set up where the wives were going to come and sit on one side of this patio area, and they were going to get us up early and get us downstairs, and the wives were going to give us these letters and everything. So here I am in bed when the door flies open.
Laura in bed.
I'm Laura in bed in my nightgown in this retreat center.
You get the fire drill call.
All of a sudden the light comes on, the door flies open, get up, we're going downstairs. And I gotta tell you.
And you're supposed to get up as you are.
As I am. Now, the only thing that saved me in this whole story was the guy ran to the next room to get the next person up. Uh-huh. And I just like grabbed my blanket, slammed the door, changed into my shorts, got out of my clothes and ran downstairs. All is well. But I have to tell you that that ending to that weekend was like, oh my God, they were going to, if they couldn't
handle the other thing, you're not going to handle this.
If God wanted that to happen, that would have been different. Well, it's been a fabulous show. Sadly, we're out of time, but it's been a fabulous show. I really appreciate you coming and sharing your time and effort. We are going to get you back on the show. I appreciate your point of view. This is Laura Meeks. We are on and ending the Laura Meeks Show for this Wednesday. We'll see you in 2 weeks with a whole nother show. Laura Meeks, signing off.
You've been listening to the Laura Meeks Show. Dream on, fly high, live adventurously on Transformation Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in. And we hope you'll join us next month as Laura helps you find your unique gifts so you can bring them to the world. For more information on Laura Meeks or to listen to past shows, visit her website at flyhighliving.com. Check out her hit Dream On 12-week course, where you get the personal attention you need to fly high in your new life.